Page 64. Exercise 1B.
Australia. Australia is the sixth largest country in the world. However, fewer than 20 million people live there. The first people there were the Aborigines. They arrived in Australia about 10,000 years ago, during the last ice age. At that time, sea levels were lower and people could easily cross from Asia. When sea levels rose again, Australia was cut off, until it was discovered by a Dutch explorer, Abel Tasman, in the late 17th century. Today, only 1.5% of Australia's population are Aborigines. The name Australia comes from the Latin Terra Australia, which means southern land. In the 18th century, the British explorer, Captain James Cook, claimed the land for Britain. At first, Australia was used as a prison. Criminals from Britain were sent there. Later, other people from Britain and Ireland went to live there. The British influence is still very strong. The official language is English, cars drive on the left, and the national game is cricket. In recent years, however, many immigrants have come from other European countries and from Asia too. Australia was cut off from the other continents a long time ago, so a lot of Australia's animals, like the kangaroo, the koala and the platypus, aren't found anywhere else. Australia also has some of the most dangerous animals in the world. There are poisonous snakes and spiders. Several people are bitten every year, and school children have to learn first aid for snake and spider bites. In the north, there are huge saltwater crocodiles, and in the sea, around the coast, there are sharks and poisonous jellyfish. The largest city is Sydney, with its famous Harbour Bridge and Opera House. The 2000 Olympics were held in Sydney. Sydney, however, isn't the capital of Australia. The capital is Canberra. Australia is a huge country, approximately 4,000 kilometres across. But most Australians live in the southeast corner between Sydney and Melbourne. This is because 90% of the land is very dry. Australians call this dry area the outback. There are some huge farms there with millions of sheep and cattle. There are 9 sheep for every person in Australia. The children who live on these farms can't go to school because the nearest town is too far away. They study at home with the School of the Air. They talk to their teacher by radio and nowadays by telephone, the internet and webcams too. There is also a flying doctor service. The doctor comes to you by plane. Australia is a rich country. Meat, fruit, vegetables, wool and wine are produced. Gold, silver, iron, copper, coal and diamonds are found there too.